Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. When J. Harvey Haymes wrote Bible Understanding, plus others, including The Circle of Love, he wanted this book to be different, to tell you details you would not find in those other books. His goal, to get you to think more about the Bible in a way you would want to study the Bible more. Written with simple, easy-to-understand words, he calls himself a simple person, like most of the world. For Harvey, God changed his life at age 7. When he became older, he went away from God. He says that was wrong and he's sorry. Now he wants to share what he believes. In fact, he says when you read Bible Understanding, it guarantees you will want to read the Bible more or for the first time. J. Harvey Haymes, author of Bible Understanding, plus others, including The Circle of Love, is our guest on This Week in America. Harvey, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you.
You've done such an excellent job with this book, receiving really rave reviews. Let's go back a little bit and talk about who you are. Give us some background as to who Harvey Haymes is, a little bit about your childhood and adult life.
All right, Rick. I'm not big about talking about myself, but I guess if someone's going to read my book, they need to know a little bit about me.
Yeah, a little background, yes.
In my childhood, my parents moved from Cleveland, Tennessee to Atlanta, Georgia, and that's where I was born. My dad, unfortunately, left my mother when I was 2 months old. Mom would not take money from the government, even though she had three small children, 2 months old, 3 years old, and 8 years old. So she worked three different jobs to make sure that we, her children, could have good food and clothing. A lot of my childhood was sad, but a lot of it was wonderful. Then we started attending Riverside Church of God in Atlanta, Georgia. When I was about 5 years old, that is when we started attending.
Yes.
Mom met and married a man at the church. Then we all moved and went to West Palm Beach, Florida. Things were so happy. Unfortunately, my real dad took my sister and I to one day at school back to Atlanta, and that is the only time I have ever lived with my dad. After 6 months, my mom and her husband picked us up from school, and off we go to Stockton, California.
Wow.
We started going to church there, and that is when I gave my life to the Lord at 7 years old. My parents were moving a lot, so I went to 12 different schools up to the 8th grade. Then, I guess, I can say my adulthood is when I was about 15 years old and we started again attending the Riverside Church of God in Atlanta, Georgia. I kept going to church until I joined the Air Force. It is also where I met my wife, my future wife. She and I dated for, I guess, 3 years, and then we got married and had a beautiful son called Todd Lynn Haynes. After that, her father wanted me to work for his new church in Louisville, Kentucky. There, I became an ordained minister. After 12 years, then my wife and I got a divorce, and she moved to Nashville, Tennessee. I went into real estate, and for about 10 years, I lived a very dark life and world. I had never had alcohol in my whole life until I was in my 30s. As manager of my real estate company, they wanted me to attend real estate conventions from Hawaii to Acapulco to the Bahamas.
Yes.
I was sleeping about 2 or 3 hours a night. Then one morning I woke up and said, "Harvey, you are killing yourself." I stopped drinking and partying and thought, if God can forgive me, he can forgive anybody, just like he did the Apostle Paul in the Bible. Then I started dating a wonderful lady. About 30 years later, we retired and moved to Florida. 4 months later, while in Florida, she found that she had breast cancer. All the doctors said that she had about 6 months to live. Well, with the help of God, she lived for 7 years.
Wow, amazing. So sorry to hear that all that you went through, culminating with the passing of your wife, and I know those are fond memories, spending time with her and working on the book Bible Understanding, plus others, including The Circle of Love. J. Harvey Hames is our guest, and that's H-A-M-E-S. His website is harveyhames.com, and you can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Book available at readersmagnet.com, Amazon, all of the usual places. And you can link on to, again, all this information available at our website. You've done such an excellent job in the book, Bible Understanding. Let's talk about the writing background just for a little bit, because you do a very good job at this. How long have you been writing? Where did this come from?
Well, Rick, it seems like I've been writing all my life. However, unfortunately, when I moved to Florida, all the short stories and poems and songs and everything else that I have written in the past, all the way back to being a teenager, the things I had in writing, I lost. But for the last 7 years, the things that I have been writing since I've been here in Florida, these are the things that I put at the end of each book. As you read them, you'll find those.
Yes. The book is Bible Understanding Plus Others, Including The Circle of Love by J. Harvey Hames. Let's talk about the book. I mentioned this book is different. This book is written to get our attention, to make us want to read the Bible more, or if we never have, to read it at that point in time in our lives. Talk about the book Bible Understanding Plus Circle of Love. Give us a little background on the book, why it was written, who it's written for, and what the message is.
Okay. Notice, first of all, there is not a PhD after my name.
Yes.
I just wanted to tell people things about the Bible they have never heard or thought of before. I wanted people to open their mind to new thinking. There are thousands and millions of books written about the Bible. This is not that type book. In this book, I express that we as humans try to explain God. In my opinion, all the languages together on earth cannot explain who God is. If they could, they're not serving the same God that I'm serving.
Yes.
I tried to explain how large heaven is, how the moon is 240,000 miles from earth. Our sun is 93 million miles from earth. We cannot measure the heavens in miles after that. We must measure the earth in light years. You might say, what is that? That is how far light can travel in a year. Light can travel over 5,878,000,000,000 miles in a year. Light travels 186,000 miles just in 1 second. Light is the fastest thing we know of here on Earth. Heaven has always, always fascinated me. Someone that can go out at night and see the billions of stars in the sky has to believe that God is real. I also tried to explain that God has no beginning and no ending. We all have a beginning and we all have an ending. God does not. Everything on earth has an ending. God does not. I tried to explain that God has a perfect plan for all of us. How numbers in the Bible play a very important part. 3, for instance, usually stands for the Godhead, always stands for the Godhead. 7 stands for completion. 6 stands for man. I guess that is the reason we have always denoted that the Antichrist had the mark of 666. Because he will be a man trying to pose as God. Also in the Bible, I have heard people say the Bible is written by men just like we are. That is true. However, the Bible is inspired by God. Then last is the part in the book called Circle of Love. I tried to explain how I feel about love. This is something I have thought a lot about. Even when I was really young, after becoming an adult, I became more to understand and realize that most people do not understand what love really is. They seem to confuse desire and lust and something else. But this chapter is my opinion on the circle of love.
The book is so well thought out. It is well researched. You mentioned you don't have a PhD after your name. That's a good thing, because sometimes we read those books and we sort of get lost in all the words that are there. And it's like, I don't exactly know what he means or she means by that. With Harvey's book, it's simply written. The issues that Harvey talked about and many more are talked about in a way that we understand, starting with Genesis. Is there a heaven? Are there heavens? It starts there and it goes through all of these questions that so many of us have had throughout our lives, and it gives us real answers. The book is Bible Understanding, plus others, including The Circle of Love. The author is J. Harvey Hames, H-A-M-E-S, book available at readersmagnet.com, at Amazon, the usual places. Harvey's website is harveyhames.com. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly, get information on Harvey and the book. Harvey, again, you do such a wonderful job in writing, especially in the presentation, so we understand where it is you're coming from, what you're talking about. It's very relatable. Do you have any books you're working on now?
Yes. One is already being printed by Reader's Magnet, and it is called Jesus, God, Man, Myth, It should be out in a few weeks.
And
this book might be the most important book I have ever written in my life.
Yes.
I posed 3 questions in the book. One is God a myth? Well, we know he's not a myth. The other one is, was God just man? No. We know he was much, much more than just a man. He could not have done all the things on earth if he was just a man. And the last question is Jesus God? In St. John, the first chapter, the first verse, I recall, he tried to explain in 1:1, St. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Then it skips over to the eighth verse, and it says, the Word was made flesh and dwell among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. I believe there is one God the Father, one God the Son, one God the Holy Spirit. Jesus is not called Jesus until after he is born of Mary. Yes, Jesus is the one spoken of from Genesis to Revelation in the Bible. We know that Jesus was born when B.C. and A.D. came together in time. However, we do not know the exact day Jesus was born. We do not even have a picture or painting of Jesus. I feel Jesus wants us to accept him and everything about him by faith. Buddha has millions of followers, and he was born April the 8th, 563 B.C. He lived and died. Muhammad has millions of followers, and he was born April the 26th, 570 A.D. He lived and died. Jesus was born where somewhere between 4 and 1 B.C. He lived, died, but rose again, and he lives forevermore.
Well, this is going to be such an insightful and powerful book, and I'm looking forward. Hopefully we'll have an opportunity to talk about that as well, and that's close to publication, and we'll keep you posted on that. And if you go to Harvey's website, you'll find all of that information. Boy, the time has gone by so quickly. A fascinating conversation with our guest on the program. I'll give you all the information here now. It's J. Harvey Hames, H-A-M-E-S. The book is Bible Understanding, subtitle plus others, including The Circle of Love. The book available at Amazon, readersmagnet.com, the usual places. Information, of course, on Harvey's website, which is harveyhames, H-A-M-E-S.com, and all of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Harvey, the time has gone by quickly. It's been a pleasure having you on the program. You take something that, again, questions that we've had, information that we've looked for all of our lives, and you break it down in a very relatable, understandable way. Excellent job with Bible Understanding. Looking forward to having you back with us on the program to talk about the new book, which will be out very shortly. Thank you for being with us on the program today.
Thank you.
It has been our pleasure. You've been able to help a lot of people. And again, the book available at Harvey's website, harveyhames.com, Reader's Magnet, all the usual places, and our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Book is Bible Understanding by our guest on the program, J. Harvey Hames. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.